I'm going to ask Jasano this question real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then we'll get into Allie's game that she wants to play in a second here.
You guys are going to love it.
There is a new poll that shows over one third of people would actually consider living in a van. Even
down
the,
by the river?
Well, and now that you said it, I have to do it.
Living in a van down by the river!
How funny is it? Chris Farley keeps coming up.
I know. Last week, I told you I tried showing Gavin the classic of, well, that.
Yes. And then there, the Chris Farley biopic details are coming out about that.
Oh, I can't wait.
And then now we want to live in a van. Although, I will say, you know when you see those TikTok videos where people convert the vans into their living spaces?
I still don't want to live there. I want running water, and I want to be able to stand and walk to the toilet before I sit down.
I agree. So, Zach and I have a pretty large house for two people. And I think that's the only reason we can survive together. We could not, we are not that couple that we could live in a small space for the rest of our lives. It's just not for us.
But this new poll shows that over one third of people would actually consider living in a van or even a lifestyle that involves traveling in a converted van, not a huge bus camper.
Not an RV.
A
that's
van.
Like, right. That's 75K.
An Econoline.
Yes.
I guess so.
E350.
Could you live in one?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
We have
what you do, you buy a Planet Fitness black card so you can go in there, crap, and take showers.
And get
crap
a suntan.
And take showers.
Yes, yes. And you get your steps in because you get on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Don't they do massages too?
They got massage chairs and beds.
Okay. There you go. I would never do it. But also, this is coming from This is coming from a 19-year-old who your back does not hurt if you sleep wrong, okay?
That's true. And frankly, I'm going to stay in my 4600 square foot house and you can park your van in my garage.
4600 square feet. I believe it.
Yeah.
Well, oh my gosh.
I'm fine in there.
You ready for the game?
Yes, yeah. I am ready for the game. What are we playing?
Okay, you have to tell me how old you think they are. I'm going to name TV characters and some movie characters. And how old do you think they are without going over? Whoever's closest without going over will get the point.
Going over the actual retail age.
Yep, yep. And this is their age, not the actor who played them, but the age that they're supposed to be in the show.
Oh, okay? Character. The character. Yep. I got it. Okay.
Okay. Mufasa and the Lion King, without going over.
Oh my God. Now we're in the animal years?
Just go along with it.
18.
18? Okay.
Was Mufasa the kid?
The dad.
I never saw the Lion King.
The real thick, deep voice guy. It was a... Was it
James
Jeremy
Earl Jones?
Was it James Earl Jones or Jeremy Irons?
It was James Earl Jones, I think, in the original animated one.
Okay.
Which I've never seen.
Oh, well then, I guess you can't do this one, can you?
No, but I'll go 43.
Only between somewhere between 6 and 8 years old.
Oh.
Animal years. So we both get a buzzer.
All right, I'll go with something a little bit easier.
Human?
Please.
Okay, sure. Darth Vader, when he died in The Return of the Jedi.
43.
Okay.
I'm just sticking with 43 on this.
120.
120?
Ooh, I like the way you think, but Scott is very close.
Oh, how close?
45.
I was under. Yes.
There you go. Point for Scott. All right. Next one.
I knew the timeline of the movies. That's how.
You want a real person?
Yeah.
Michael Myers in the original Halloween. First one, Jamie Lee Curtis.
I know the answer.
Back in I think it was 1979 this movie came out.
How old was he supposed to be?
In the original. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
The character, not, you know. Yeah. I know.
Again, no actor ages. This is all what they're supposed to be portraying in the movie.
36.
Oh my God. That was exactly my guess.
You are both way wrong.
What? Oh, son of a gun.
Now this is going to be disturbing. 21.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. What a deranged kid.
back in that era, the early 80s, in that everybody looked way older. Did you ever notice that?
Yes.
If you were 21, you would really look like you were 42.
Now, this one is alarming. I'm just going to give you a hint on that one. Snow White and the original Snow White. How old?
14.
13.
14 exactly.
Oh my God.
Who's the man? There it was.
First of all,
I almost got one.
How is it? So she had the prince, you know, there was the whole Prince Charming thing. At the age of 14?
It was a different time, Allie.
Yeah, I guess so.